quello facevano
fare. No!
Hey, the Shimon, you're gonna come to the share?
Some.
Some initial time?
Some uneven?
Yeah, some people.
Yeah, what happened?
Okay, so the topic today. Come on. The topic today is. The topic today is whether any Jew will be left behind when Mashiach comes. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedekel on Abba. Perish Hasson, exactly. So, I'm going to start with the Maisa of the Rebbe. It's an interesting Maisa. So, I'm going to get to this theme, this Nekuda. So, there was a guy by the name of Israel Singer. And he was part of the World Jewish Congress. And he traveled to Russia in the good times. Ah, Lepnach. Yeah. Jem did an interview a few years back, I think. So, when he came back from his mission to Russia, he came to the Rebbe to report. And among the things that he reported, he said that he was by a guy by the name of Lazar Kaganovich. And the Rebbe was very surprised. The Rebbe said, Lepnach. That is an alter yid. He has to be, he told the Rebbe, yeah, he's in his 90s. The Rebbe told him, Eretz Shuvah Gitan, Eretz Shuvah. I'm saying in a second who he was. So he says, it doesn't look like he's the Shuvah. And it doesn't look like he's so out of the favor of the party. He has a beautiful apartment. Who's this guy, Lazar Kaganovich? He was a emissary tzeach, a yid. He was personally responsible for the murder of approximately 6 million people in Ukraine. He was 6 million people in Ukraine. He was the right-hand man of Stalin. Stalin mamish held of him, Zeir Stark. He was really close to Stalin. There's books written about him. He was called the Wolf of the Kremlin. Lazar Kaganovich. Ayid. Very, very close. He used to bode... The years later, he would boast that he gave his brother a pistol. His brother was arrested for suspected of being a spy for the Nazis. Right, as if a Yid would be chosen by Hitler to be the spy in the Kremlin. But he boasted that he gave his brother a pistol to shoot himself. He didn't have to torture himself. He was very proud. And when his sister-in-law begged him, mercy for his brother... He said, I don't have a brother. Stalin's my brother. Stalin's my only comrade, my brother. Wasn't a good guy. So the Rebbe Taka, it's a very unusual Lashon. The Rebbe said, Lepnach, Chuvigaton. He said, it doesn't look like it. So the Rebbe said, there's a greiser Rasha. Lashon of the Rebbe. The Rebbe told Israel Singer, there's a greiser Rasha. If you ever go back to Russia, tell him, as a kenach Chuvigaton. He's in his 90s. The Rebbe told him, tell him that before he's dead, make Chuvigaton. What? This is probably in the Chafs of the Lamans. Yeah, Pashas. He was 90s. He was removed from his big position by Nikita Khrushchev in the 50s, Vestach, when things changed. But upon him, every Yid, even him, the Rebbe found hope, even in Azayid. Yid. The Rebbe said, I can have Chuvigaton, and he'll be accepted back. But basically, as we all know, one of the Yud-based Psukim, Kol Yisrael Yeshev Kegon Habo, Rebbe is one of the Yud-based Psukim. Today I want to speak more up in Nigla. Is it Mamish Hazay? Every single year, there's no such thing as losing your Yechel Kegon Habo. You speak to any Misnaga than he does. It's up Kifay. There's Moli Vigadush, right? So let's start with the questions. L'chayde Bepashtis, your Mamshich and the Zelbe Mishnah Alein. Goes on, right? We have a whole pasuk. The Rebbe makes a pasuk. Kol Yisrael, Yeshem Chelchelam Hava. And then the Mishnah continues. Ve'elu she'en lem chelik. And then you have, of course, the famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuvah, where the Rambam lists 24 people who will not get a chelik lo'olam haba. And fine. Chala, the Etzem HaInyan also needs to be understood, because basically one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is Einish, is Schar V'Einish. It can't be that there's no consequences for your actions. It can't be you could do everything under the sun, and then you're all good, we're all going to be saved, and that's it anyways. There has to be some kind of explanation. There's justice in the world, right? You could lose your Elam Haba if you're a very bad person. What does it mean, and what's the message for us? What's the encouragement? How are we supposed to serve the Eibishter properly when we know, when Kivayachal, it's all Al-Bayafkimina, Kol Yisrael Yesh Elam Chedek, Elam Haba. Those who are more learned, every year around Rosh Hashanah time, Istama learn Eichet the Sugya for Rosh Hashanah. I want to mention a Gemara Mufaresh that's going to get to this Indian, which a lot of the Rishayim are basing upon when they talk about the faith of the souls in the hereafter, in the future. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin talks about those who are, if you're a Rosh Hagomer, so it speaks about three dargis in that Gemara. It says if someone has a majority of Avedis, of sin, right, then he goes into Gehenim and then he comes out, he has his Einish a few months, Mitzavtzifim Va'ilin is the Lashon Hashas. Fine. The Nach, there's a person who's Reiv Avedis, and amongst those Avedis is Poish Yisro Begufen, which is a Kakafta Delei Monach Tfilin, a Kakafta didn't put on Tfilin, Kiyadua. And then, less famous is basically any Kaddis Avedis, that's how it's explained, Arayis. Poish Yisro Begufen, Arayis, and such kind of Avedis. The Gemara, actually, in the same Gemara, talks about Poish Yisro Begufen of Goyim and Yidin, so it's obviously not only Tfilin. Arayi is, as Goyim have such an Aveda. Agav, I saw in a Sefer, Moshe Wiener's Shev Mitzvah Neneach Sefer, he proves from that Gemara that Chesam Mesim is going to happen to Goyim. Because that whole Sugya is talking about, Rashi says, Kesha Yichyu HaMesim, and the whole Arichis is about Chesam Mesim. So Kanira Goyim are also going to have Chesam Mesim, but that's a different Sugya Bifnei Atzmei. If they keep Shev Mitzvah Neneach, and they didn't do the Arayi, and thus, yeah, if they're not Peshe Akum Begufen, like the Gemara says. But I'll go upon him, and then there's the third. Oh, so the Gemara says, what happens to such a person who ruba avedes, and amongst those avedes is peishi shabagufin is kardis nichras v'nevet kibayim. That's how the Rambam learns pshat and kardis. But I'll go upon him does. The Gemara says alosh, and the Gemara says gufan kala, their body is kala, wastes away v'neshmasa nisrefes. After 12 months of being in Gehenim, their neshama is burnt, and the ruach mifazartan, and a ruach scatters it tachas kapis ragle atzadikim, under the feet of the righteous. And then the Gemara's Mamshach with the third category, which is Apikursim, and the worst category of people, that says they go to Yerdin Gehenim, v'nidoinim bo l'doide doides Gehenim kala v'heim einon kolim. The Gemara says, right? They go to Gehenim kala v'heim einon kolim. Chayda doesn't fit with our no Jew will be left behind. So I'll pipash it. Now there are of course shittas in the Rishonim who will learn like that. That's the bottom line. There's a concept even by the Goyim, they call it annihilationism. That's where a neshama is destroyed. There's limbo. You're not in Gehenim. You're not in Gan Eden. There's a market for all these. You know, the Rambam learns of annihilationism. You have a Tosis who talks about the concept of not shruyim loy b'toyva v'loy b'ra in between Madrega. The halacha in these matters of neshama goes with the Olam HaKabbalah, with the Poskim of Kabbalah. Like it's well known, it's based upon the famous Rosh. The Rosh says that why do we passing like Rav when it comes to Yisudin? And we pass like Shmuel when it comes to laws of monetary issues, because each one had their expertise and you follow that. So in a machlekes between the Ramban, who was a Mekubal, who studied the Zohar and is clearly one of the greatest Mekubalim, and the Rambam, of course we go with the Ramban. That's the famous machlekes about whether the ultimate reward is the soul or the body. That's the famous one. Here is actually another one. The Ramban, clearly, we're going to go with the shit of the Ramban. The Ramban says that it's impossible to talk about the destruction of the soul. He even uses the word, it's a chelek elikami mal, he says. It's impossible. But Akoponim, before we go there to the Ramban, let's even talk Pasha Mitzah Nigla, the Gemara itself. It's not only that there's the Mekubalim learn like this. Actually, there's Gor Starker Dayas Alpi Nigla, very, very strong, and it's very difficult to learn differently. That a person can take lose Olam Haba. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, of course, this Mishnah is in Sanhedrin, Rav Kuv Dalid, the Gemara fragged about Omen. The Gemara asked that he was just as bad as the people listed who lost Olam Haba, Achav, Manasseh. The Gemara answers that he had a son, Yeshio. And the Gemara says, Bra, Mizake Abba. Bra, a son, could be Mizake the Tata. Right? So he had a righteous son. Uvmele, he has Olam Haba, because his son was Mizake him. And it's muchach that this is even without the son davening for him. L'chayda, why would the son, without davening for his father, help his father? Just by that's him living and being a righteous person. Kanida, his father must have done something right. If he had it within him, he must have given over Epsa'adas. Anyone could theorize in their own free time. But the Nekudah Shebedavar is that Baram is Aka'aba, and Toysvis, those who do Saita and Afyud, the Gemara talks about how Avshalim went down into Gehenim, and he said, Avshalim, Bini, Bini, Avshalim, Bini, 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 8 times. The Gemara says he brought him up to Ilam Haba, to Gan Eden. So Frek Toysvis over there, the Sugyan, Sanhedrin, says that if you lost your Chaylik Ilam Haba, the Gemara says, the Baram is Aka'aba, the Ein Abba is Aka'bra. Right, because the Gemara asked that there are people who are listed in the Mishnah who had a very righteous fathers. The Gemara says that doesn't count. If you have a righteous son, that's Mizak, not the fathers. How did it work by David HaMelech? And for Taisvis, he davened for him. The din that a bra could be Mizak Abba, that's without Tefillah. But with Tefillah, even a father could be Mizak his son. Right, so with Mitamol, we have a Musik. So what did the Mishnah mean? Amen. In this oifen of learning, the Mishnah meant that mitzad atzmai, these people did an aveda, or you could do an aveda, which you lose your chelik l'olam haba. But if a zaitik inyan kum tarayin, bro mizake abba, a side thing, a son could elevate the soul of his father, and he could be saved with payel. Nacha Gemara, the Gemara says Yehoyakim was even a bigger rasha than Menashe. Right, so the Gemara says, why is he not listed? And for the Gemara, he was nispaza b'misase, he was schlepped, and thus his body, and therefore was niskaperle. Right, he was even worse than Menashe.
Menashe mitzuvah then, no?
Menashe is listed in the Mishnah. You're saying the Maisa with the Gilgal, the Maisa and the storytellers. Oh, the Eibishter was dug a tunnel for him, Tachskis Yaakov. Anyways. The truth is, there's a Gemara Yerushalmi, by the Rebbe, a lot of this is based on a letter of the Rebbe, very interesting, in Toshin Gimel, the Rebbe wrote a whole Arich, it's a 13-page letter proving this in the Kodim. So it's the Bistach. So, Baruch Hoponim, the Gemara Yerushalmi actually, very interesting, it's fascinating, it says that these four people also have Elam Hab. It says clearly. The Gemara Yerushalmi, Kalayim, Periktes, and it says, why? Because it says, Gofris Vamelach Sreifa Kalaritza, the Eretz Yisrael is going to be burnt. Now, when did this happen? Since when did Eretz Yisrael turn into stone? Those who are familiar with the parasha, it says the Eretz says that the whole Eretz Yisrael is going to turn into sulfur and salt and burn up completely. So the Gemara says that how did anyone live there even when we were in Golos? The Gemara says it happened when we were in Golos. How did the Kutim live there? The Gemara says that different patches, different parts of Eretz Yisrael, Pasha burnt and there was no crops and it was totally destroyed. And at this time, of course, the bodies of these people were burnt with everyone else's bodies. And it was in the Skapalem and they have Elam Haba as well. Right, so already from Pashtus Inyan, you have a Mishnah which Mitamo Machta Chiddush. This really the Rebbe doesn't write in the letter. But the Mishnah says there are four people and three people who didn't get an Ilm Haba. There's something right. If anybody was kofer in this and in that, there's hundreds of thousands of people who don't have Ilm Haba. Right, we found a couple of people. So that's how Lane should raise question marks about whether the Eibishter would let a person not get Ilm Haba. Now, why take would everybody get Olam Haba? So the hint is in the Pasuk itself. In the Pasuk itself. And we're going to explain the justice in a minute. But what's the Pasuk say? What's the Mishnah say? I'm sorry. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chazak Olam Haba. Shneamar V'ameich Kulam Tzadikim. Because everyone is Tzadikim. A. B. Neitzer Matoy Maisi Adilispor. That they're my handiwork, they're Chilak Elika. Right? It says two nekudas. The first nekudah, let's first discuss the first nekudah. Why is everybody tzaddikim? So of course, here, this is where we turn to the Olam HaKabbalah. There's a concept of Gilgulim. It's that, right? The Eibishter, the Mokker, the Binyanav, Lashon of the Rebbe for this Indian, is the a woman from Tekoya came to David HaMelech to ask him to forgive his son Avshalim. So she told him that the Eibishter, Lo Yisrael, Likim, Nefesh, the Choshev Machshav is the built-in Nidach Memenu Nidach. And the Eibishter would never take away a Nefesh. The Eibishter doesn't make Mach Nekama kill a Nefesh. He'll be Mesabiv Sibis. He'll make sure that the Neshama does Tshuva. Right? So you should also forgive him. But here we have a Pasuk which says, Kli Yidach Memenu Nidach, that the Eibishter does not let a Neshama, the Eibishter is Mesabiv Sibis, that the Neshama should end up doing Tshuva. And this is brought down in Hilchas Talmud Torah of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe says, Rasha, this is his lashon. Rasha yachse b'tshuva b'gilgal zeh b'gilgal acher k'meishal kosef kliyidach meno nida. And the truth is, it's mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ukvareftiche teirish if seif yisrael lasis tshuva b'seif galusin." Right, that Torah has promised the Jews are going to do tshuva before the galus is out. And I never understood pshat like this before, but at l'chayda it's amedet dekevart, because there's a teira er, the Alter Rebbe writes that the tam, he gives the secret, tam arichas hagalus, he writes, is because every neshama has to be a tzaddik, has to be mashlim, all the inyanim has to be mashlim, and the Eivishter is macht, so l'chayda, that's pshat in the Rambam, the Eivishter makes that everybody should end up doing all their mitzvahs. L'chayda, that's pshat in the Rambam, if ticha teira, should save his soul, last his shiva, save galusin. That the Eibishter promises that all the Yidden are going to do tshuva before. So the Yidden are going to end up being a tzaddik. The shail is the pain for the neshama. It's more painful even than Gehenim to have to come down to this world and do gulgulim at Mises. But through the concept and through the method of gulgulim, there is a way that all Yidden could be saved. The Rebbe learns that from the Arizal, it's actually the Arizal says it, the pshat that we said earlier for Eilu She'en Lahem Chelek, right? What did we want to say, basically, essentially? That you, mitzad atzmecha, you don't deserve Elam Haba. You lost Elam Haba. But a psazaitik thing will come in and save you. Bra mezake, yisurim, oinshim after you're dead, right? The yisurim of the neshama. Now we're talking about gulgulim. But the Rebbe learns that it's actually worse. You could really suffer losing Elam Haba. The concept does exist. And this is truly the real pshat of the Mishnah. The Rebbe points out a diak in the Mishnah L'chayra, if you look throughout Nishnayis and Gantz Shas, it says kol, it makes a klal, and then it says chutz, right? Right? Hakel kshedim l'shchita, chutz from dot. Kol yisrael yeshan l'chaylechem haba. It should say everyone has a portion of the world to come, except for and list what you want to list. Kol yisrael yeshan l'chaylechem haba. Ve'elu shein l'chaylechem haba. What's the meila? Two sections. Right, so that's the pshat is, like the Arizal explains, of course, and this goes back to Mashayla Klali, which is, L'chayda, we all know that we've been as Galgal many times, we've come down in many lifetimes, so the Shayla, Frektzach HaShayla, which body are you going to get in Tchis HaMeisim? When Shiach comes, which body do you get? And the answer is, you're going to get everybody, right? Because every neshama had its tikkun, what it did in its life, and it has a full form, and that you get that chelik of the neshama. What happens if somebody messed up in a lifetime, really bad? Then their body, that body will not rise for Tchis HaMeisim. That lifetime will not rise. What happens? The neshama, like we said a moment ago, is going to be nizgalgal. It's going to have a gilgal in another body. That other body will finish its tikkun, but it has to finish. And that other second body will arise again in the days of the resurrection of the dead with all the parts that the neshama had fixed. But that original lifetime, that first life, that first body is lost. Right, so this is already a makke b'patish for somebody who thinks that it's a game. The fact is that if you live a transient and meaningless life, that life will truly be meaningless and transient. That body will not rise. You lose that life. You live the worthless life. The neshama is going to rise again in a different goof. But if you want to be, if you grant eternity, if you put eternity into your few years that you have in Olam Hazeh, then that life is going to be nitzchi l'olam vod in the world of Tchis HaMeisim. That's pshat of the Mishnah. That kol yisrael yesh lem chelek mitzad the neshama. Elu shein lem chelek they kol uzit mitzad the guf. But now, let's actually discuss the Gemara. Let's discuss the Gemara. The Gemara, which Gemara am I referring to? The Gemara from Rosh Hashanah. Right? L'chayri have a Gemara with Mises. So, very quickly, very bekitzer, because it's a big sugya b'chlal about kaddis, right? We're all familiar with the concept of kaddis. Your soul will be cut off from your people. What does kaddis even mean, really? Right? It's a serious question. What is kaddis, exactly? Kaddis is not Olam Haba. You lose Olam Haba. What happens to the soul? So the Rambam Taka has a shita, right? He said, Nichras v'nevet kebehema, your soul. It sounds like David destroys a person's soul. But the Ramban, Barichis in Shar HaGmul, and also in his Pirush Al HaTeira, he explains basically that there's three types of kaddis, and which is why also there's different lashonos by kaddis throughout the Teira. Some places it stam says the person will be cut off. Some places it says his soul will be cut off. Right, and in that same category, the Eibishter says v'ha'avadti es hanefesh ahi, I will destroy the neshama, I will destroy the soul. So zakta sifri. That it teaches about kaddis, but kaddis is the destruction of the soul. And then the third level of kaddis is hikaddis tikaddis. For someone who does avodah zara, the Torah says hikaddis tikaddis, which the Gemara says hikaddis b'olam hazeh, tikaddis b'olam haba, that you lose olam haba. What are these three dargis? The Ramban explains. The first one is where basically you're roiv zachias, you're a good guy, but you have kaddis amongst your avodas that you did bad. Right, so then you're going to die young. It's not a kaddis for the neshama. That's the lowest darga. The second darga, he learns this, by the way, in the three levels in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Remember I said, Peshi Yisrael Begufan, really, Be'ikar means Avedis of kaddis. Right, so here's how he learns. The first one is regular kaddis Avedis. The second one is what happens if Reiv, you're a Rosh, Reiv Avedis, and amongst your Avedis is kaddis. So then the Gemara describes what happened to you. The Gemara says, Gufan Kala, Nishmas and Nisrefes, right? And then the ashes are scattered under the feet of the tzaddikim. Zok the Ramban. First of all, the Ramban doesn't explain guf and kala. Kanira, guf and kala, this is the marker already from the Ramban, for the birth of the Arizal. That the guf and kala, that the body will not arise again. Your body is kala, right? That you lose your body. You lose that lifetime. Guf and kala. But the Ramban does explain is the Hemshech HaGemara. The Gemara says, Nishmas and Nisrefes. He says, what's Nisrefes mean? So his exact Lashon is, first of all, he says, to say that Hashem is destroyed is ridiculous. He writes, Zois HaNefesh Shehi Al Yoyna, I Efshe Shetia B'Teila Ve'Vedes, Ki Ze'enei Emes B'Kabbalah, V'U Rachik Mo'ed Al Ve'iyon. Right, so he says, what's Pshad in the Gemara? Pshad is, Shenizbatla Yitzirasan Mimasha Hisa. When you burn something, it has Dalit, you say this, and you burn it down to its very core. You know, like the Altareb has in the Geras HaKadosh, he talks about, right, that you say to offer remains, you take it eights. Point is that you take it, its original form, and you boil it down, its tzura. Sometimes, I think Chassidus talks about it as well, that our tzura could be bad, but the etzim is good. What the difference between the Yetzirah and Neshav Hamas? And Kamakamim, the Yitzira, the Neshama is burnt, Pshat is, it's boiled down to its essence of who it is. It's completely, its identity, who it thinks it is eradicated and burnt, till its core, right, Nizbatli Yitziras and Masha Hesa. Stama Dugman Halacha for this Indian is we know that Kli Cheres, the Taita says, a pottery cannot be kashered. So what happens if someone's very sentimental and he really has something he wants to kasher? There is a way that you could actually put it in a kilin. And a kilin, it's called panim chadash is bolakan. It's as if it's a new keli. What's a kilin? A kilin is you burn it almost 1500 degrees Fahrenheit, and it burns, and it literally it's as if it's a new keli because it redoes the whole thing. It's that's how hot that is. Why doesn't the pottery crack? The truth is anything anything you hold a fire to, b'etzim won't crack. The reason why things crack is because heat expands things. So if it expands on one side and the other side doesn't expand at the same rate, it's going to crack. But in a kilin, it's a perfect fire, perfect degree on every single side. That's why it does not crack. But a kopanim, chanset the panim chadashis. That's what happens to neshama, the shmas and the serefes. And then, v'ruach mefazartan. We know v'yaver ruach al pnei hamoyim. But he gets to the Mabul. Rashi says, a ruach v'hanocha v'rotzin. So the Ramban says the same thing over here, that a spirit of hu ruach hanocha v'rotzin, he writes, passes before Hashem, and it's put beneath the tzaddikim. He writes, b'madrega shilamata mi'enig ha-tzaddikim u'munuchasam. Okay, so in other words, they're not zeichet to the same level of where the tzaddikim are zeichet to be on, the same tainugim and oinig and pleasures that the tzaddikim's neshamis are experiencing. However, they get to be underneath Tachas kapis ragli ha-tzadikim. The Ramban talks about the third level of kaddis. Third level of kaddis is with the third type of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about apikorsim, chulu, right? Hikaddis tikaddis, which is they enter into Gehenim, yordim le Gehenim, v'nidoinim ba l'dayiridayiris, Gehenim kala v'heim einon kalim. So all the Mepharshim talk about what it means, Gehenim kala v'heim einon kalim. What's meant this? The Marshof, right? That's in this answer of the that's something that goes with the Marshah, the Aruch HaNer. But the truth is, the real ones who talk about Ichis in this Indian is the Mekubalim, the Rameh, Mipanu. that what the Gemara means is, many of you are probably familiar with the pasuk Chitzei Achalibom. It says at the end of Hazinu, the Eibusha says, I'm gonna use out all my arrows on the Jewish people. So it actually says Chitzim Kalav Veheimenim Kalav. That it's actually a bracha. Hashem says, I'm gonna use out all my arrows. That means you're still left standing. The Jewish people are still left standing, even though all the arrows are depleted. It's the same thing over here. Nidoinim bali doide doides means who knows how long it's gonna take. Right? Gehenim Kalav Veheimenim Kalav. It's a haftacha. The Eibush is promising that it's going to take you much longer than anybody else. You're going to be stuck there as a mesifta teacher, maybe Rabbi Gazinski, someone told, I don't know, Rabbi Twersky. I think he told us that after 50,000 Yevelis, Yoshkas, Nesham is going to have a kapara. Whatever. I don't know where the market is for the Rakhoponim. Nidoinu b'ladeh today. It's Gehenim Kala, Zokta Gemara. Gehenim Kala, right? The Henenim Kala. Which people learn that it's so bad that even though Gehenim's done, they're still punished. But that's not the pshat, according to the way Milan Tapi Kabbalah. Fine. And what is the punishment? So I want to read you a shtickle. I actually listened to the recording. There's no Hoysafa on the Sixth Kedesh, but when the Rebbe taught Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chayim Abba, the Rebbe gave a hasbar on each pasuk. The Rebbe gave mamish bekitzer nimra. It's very, very shorthand. The Rebbe spoke about what the Inyan, to speak about the children, about what Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chayim Lam Abba is. And the Rebbe said that, what do you tell the Yidden? What do you tell the kid? The Rebbe says, like, how do you speak to a child? Al derech ze eichet das was miz mazbir der Inyan from Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chayim Lam Abba. We explain the concept of Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chayim Lam Abba to a child. Und me zog dem, as oiber vetzich ufir in vise darf zu sein, you tell him that if he acts the way he's supposed to, Adamo that they're sitting with Alek Doylem be Yisrael lo Elam Haba. Then you're going to sit with all the Yidden. Masha Enkin Oy Bayem Vet Epis Felin Bahan Hagosay. The child that they're sitting Afar Shemte Tzvishin the Andere Kinder. You're going to sit there ashamed and embarrassed between all the other children. But they haben sich aufgeführt wie sie darf zu sein. They acted the way they were supposed to. Und das ist nicht ein Inyan Zmani. And what's the big rash? Rabbi said, what's the big deal? Because it's not a temporary thing. Nor das ist Inyan Nitzchi. This is eternally. Is doch verstandig wie soll das beim Kind moeder sein han hagetave mit have mit geschik. This will help the kid be that, which is basically, from what I understood, the concept is that in a way you would have been easier to sin and do the wrong thing if it was possible to destroy your relationship with Hashem, with God, because it's over, you burnt your bridges, your das. But if you know that la'olam vod, la'olam nitzchi, you're going to sit there with the Eibishter. Safe, this is your destiny. This is who you are. In a million years from now, in a trillion years from now, this is who a Yid is. So, the Rebbe said, it's not Indian's money. It's nitzchi la'olam vod. Oila la'isa busha. You want to be the person who had the Eibishter, another prat in that sicha. And a little bit that the Rebbe said, the Rebbe didn't discuss the prat of Amech Chulun Tzadikim, of Gilgulim. Kanida, we're in the last generation of Galus, so that part doesn't apply so much. The part that really applies is Neitzim Atoy, Maisi Adelispar, that a Chelek Alika cannot be destroyed. That all Yid are going to get Elam Haba, because Eibush is not going to allow a Yid to be lost. That's an impossibility. So, yeah, we should be Zeichim, Bechad Mamash. Oh, me.